Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Julio. How's everyone doing out there on this Friday, February the 1st, 2013? I hope you all are ready to run. I am got through the first month of the year, and boy, I don't know about you, but it went a little quick, huh? But let's jump right in today, huh? We have got a most delicious show, and I hope that you all that have the opportunity to tune in live at 2:30 today, I hope that you have. I hope that you made yourself a little note. If you're one of my followers, this is something that you all are very used to, that we used to do in 2012 when I was on the other station, and it is called Shout Out Friday. All right, so we're going to take off on the show with Shout Out Friday, and then midway through, we will have a live interview with Luann Laban, CEO and President of Drug Free Compliance. Luann is going to come on and talk to us about drug screening and how the new laws that have been passed in Washington State and Colorado may impact that. She's also going to give some time to how drug screening and medical marijuana works. So I think for those of you who like to stay informed about things that are moving around about the cabin that can have a definite impact on your personal world and how you navigate, this is the place. So make sure that you tune in. We'll be bringing Luann on about 2:45. And if there is time, we'll certainly open up the lines for you to call in. If you do want to call in and chat to me or chat to Luann today, our call-in number is 347-826-9597. Again, that is 347-826-9597. And then the way we are going to round out today's show is we are going to chat a little bit about good places to go and have a delicious meal over this first weekend in February. So stay tuned for that, and then we'll be sending you all on your way. Happy Friday, and closing the show as we open it with Mama Lang and Sim Katile. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll be right back to get this party rocking, eh? Have a special event coming up like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends? Looking for that right limo service? Then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154, or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook, or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell them Cleo sends our love. All righty then, I'm going to give you all a quick weather report. It actually got a little bit chilly here in South Florida. In some of the inland areas, it dipped down into the upper 40s, so it was a little bit interesting. We've got on our sweaters today, our longer sleeves, and those of you folks who are visiting us from Canada and up in New York, you are the ones running around in shorts and short sleeves today. And it makes me laugh. Also want to make a point to all of my Libras out there. The moon is kind of cruising through your vibration. information today and tomorrow. So kind of take all of that in stride and let your light shine. Eh? All right. For those of you who don't know anything about Shout Out Friday, Shout Out Friday is something that Conversations with Cleo decided to start, maybe about 6 months ago. And it's an opportunity for me to show some love to the many, many, many people out there that show me love. And sometimes people just like to hear their name said, you know, and have it said with great joy. And I hope that I do that. So as I said to you all at the beginning of the week, I am now on Facebook. Conversations with Cleo, rather, is on Facebook. If there is anyone else out there that is following a different Facebook page, I got to tell you, it's not me. So some of my new Facebook friends that have come onto the page and have liked me, and I want to give them some love, Kevin Flack. Kevin, that picture is going out in this afternoon's mail. Just want to give you a heads up. Also to Franco, EJ Baby, we go way back. Corey, Michelle, and Danielle, thank you all so much for liking the show. And I didn't mention everybody, so I'm going to try and have a shout out Friday at least once a month, so we're going to get everybody on the list. And to my friends out in the Twitterverse, to the ones that have shown me love from the time I arrived, which has been about a year ago, to some of the new ones that have come on board, and I want to give you a shout out and some love. And that is at Go Localize, GoLocalize. Dario Campici, I'm hoping I'm saying that right, Dario. That's at Dario Campici. At Scarlet Dogma, good looking out. At Stacey Chez, hola, buen dia. At One Shot Entertainment, at One Shot Int. Mad Love, one of the members of the Haitian All-Stars. And also love to all of the Haitian All-Stars, and that is at Haitian A-L-L Stars, S-T-A-R-Z. At Startup Weekly, and that is Startup Week underscore LY. At Insane Sounds, my buddy and my favorite engineer, that's Mark at Insane Sounds. You can see some of the tweeting. He is the one who is making magic with me on my upcoming CD. And to Nitrasit, mad love, baby girl, enough respect. And to at Hard Hitting Harry, again, members of the Haitian All-Stars, but let me tell you something. This time last week, they showed me so much love in an interview that I couldn't hardly breathe for 3 hours after. And I got to tell you, it was a lovely way to chat with those of you out there at the beginning of 2013 with all of the exciting projects that we've got jumping off. So mad love to each and every one of you. I hope you have a delicious weekend. I hope you do something nice for yourself. Eh? Now, I do have a couple other shout outs to give to just some people in my area. You know how I feel about community. So my first shout out, I want to give to Madam Mayor of Lake Worth. Mayor of Lake Worth, thank you for whatever you did with regard to the issue that was offending a couple of small women-owned businesses in town. I'm not sure what you did, but last Saturday I was able to go out and have a lovely lunch with my partner and with my lovely puppy, Miss Cece, and we were so happy to enjoy the patio at Mother Earth, and we had a lovely lunch, and there was another little doggy on the patio, and some of the regulars were there. And I have to tell you, we walked from our home with our dog, had a lovely lunch, and we walked home. And there again is that wonderful phrase that Mr. Alan Hendricks taught me, which is about walkable communities. I love the way that sounds, and I get a real giggle out of it. I also want to send out some love to my management, because let me tell you something. To work with Cleo can be a lot of fun. However, you all remember that I'm going through menopause, and so sometimes that can be a lot of work. So mad love to somebody I call my boss, LeVan Collins at LDC Management. And mad love to Blog Talk Radio. Wow. I feel like I've gone from one place to the next place, and it is a wonderful transition. The learning curve is a bit short, and that's all right, because they have it set up so wonderfully that you really can move through it and get online and get broadcasting. Okay, well, you have to first learn how to speak English. You can get broadcasting straight away. I'm not doing a commercial for them. I'm just saying it has been a lovely experience thus far. And they have done some renovation and some updating to the site, and so it looks very, very nice. Also, want to send out some love to my girls at Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes, at Dolce G, as in George Cupcakes. Let me tell you something, best cupcakes around if you ask me. And want to let you all know, and I want to give you all a heads up, that Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes will be featured at my CD release party, and I got to tell you, I am just giggled beyond giggling. So I did want to give a shout-out to the girls there. I also want to give a shout-out to one of my Lake Worth neighbors and a community friend who is a very, very proud father right now. Lawrence McNamara is the father of Garrett McNamara, that on January 28, 2013, off the Praia do Norte in Nazaré, Portugal, he broke the record for riding the biggest wave ever. He's a surfer, clearly. But the wave is said to have measured 100 feet. Now, here's the deal, and this is how you know it's a real deal. It's because the previous record had been set by Garrett as well. So in our little, and literally, Lawrence, his father, lives a block and a half away from me. I can pass that house every morning walking CeCe. So in the interim, we have had the BBC, we have had the French news, we have had the European news, we have had CNN World, we have had everyone rolling through our little town of Lake Worth, Florida, to speak to Lawrence, who is the father of a most amazing surfer. And you say, well, how does that work, Miss Cleo, from here to here? Well, he was born in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And people want to wonder. I still struggle sometimes. Anyway, and then Lawrence moved his family to the Hawaii area, all right, and I believe he grew up on the North Shore there. And so he is a very, very qualified, adept, perhaps even a what do they call it, a legend in his own time, because he, again, has been riding the waves for a very long time. So I feel very special because I know that I know his daddy. And, you know, there's something really wonderful when you are a parent and your child does something really magical. There is a sense of welling up and joy that I don't know. If we could package it and sell it, let me tell you something, we would have a product that would fly off of the shelves. So that is my shout outs today. I got to give a shout out to my partner as well and to my wonderful K9 family member, my Cafe Con Leche, who, a.k.a. CeCe, because, you know, sometimes it gets a little long. When she gets into trouble, I call her a full name, Café con Leche. And then when she's just kind of chilling, it's just CeCe, baby. So my manager said, I don't think that people make the connection that they're one and the same dog. And so they are one and the same dog. And so she is laying down and going to sleep during my show, which is typically what she does. But if you hear any random barking, it's just my baby giving a shout out to maybe one of her brethren out there. And she's got a few of them, but we're going to do a different day for puppy shout outs. All right. So look here. We are getting ready to receive Luann Laban, CEO and president from Drug Free Compliance. So step away, get your coffee, get your tea. Perhaps you want to get a pen and paper because some of the answers, I think, most of you will find very pertinent. But realize that if you missed the show, it is archived in the on-demand shows and you will be able to listen to it at your leisure. So we're going to take a quick pause for the cause and we'll be right back with Luann Laban. Dog pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Coco tested and approved. Coco is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Coco and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. All right, my dears, we have returned, and Luann is on the line, so I am just going to bring her on right now. Hello, Luann, how are you today? Happy Friday to you. Lou, can you hear me? Lou? Okay, we might be having a little bit of a technical difficulty. Lou?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, very, very, very good. Wherever you're at, if you can turn down your volume, because I can hear a little reverb, just wanted to check in. And thank you so much for joining us today. We are very, very excited about this. How's your Friday going so far? I cannot hear you, darling. I'm not sure what the problem is. Let me take a quick look, and let's you all bear with me here. I'm just trying to make sure that everything is a go. Luann, can you give me a sound check there again, darling? Can you speak to me? I heard you the first time. Hello? Did you turn down the volume on your phone, Lou? Okay. Are you there? All right. We're going to take one more quick break and see if we can't rectify what's going on. All right, my dears, and we'll be right back. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. All right, my dears, we're going to try this one more time. And let's see. Lou, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I can hear you. Hallelujah.
Yay.
We're not sure what that was, but we got it figured out. And I apologize if any of you heard us talking off air and online, but it's all right. We got it covered. How are you today, my dear?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you. It's a great Friday.
Isn't it? It's February. Can you believe that it's already run off so fast?
No, but I don't want to talk about that. Time moves too quickly.
I understand. Many of you may remember Luann. She was featured in our Indie Businesswomen series in 2012 and is really quite an astounding individual. She is an expert in corporate pre-employment drug screening and employment drug screening. For those of you who may want to go check out her site, this is not for the everyday individual. If you're on probation or something like that, this Luann is not the person to help you. If you are a corporate HR individual or an employer, by all means, then contact Luann at www.drugfreecompliance.com, all one word, and we will go ahead and put that up for you all in the case you need it. All right, Luann, I want to jump right in. Certainly, I have advertised this show because there have been so many changes in the law, but I would like to just establish so that people understand what drug screening is. So when did it begin in the United States, drug screening, that is, for the purpose of pre-employment?
Well, it actually began in the 70s, at least the attempt was made in the 70s, when the soldiers were coming home from the Vietnam War. They had a lot of issues. Their employers were having issues hiring the veterans because of they may have an addiction of some kind, and it was causing some costly scenarios, let's say. And so the employers wanted to begin drug testing, and then, of course, there were a number of lawsuits that ensued as a result of that, you know, privacy rights and all of that. So a number of years in federal courts, and then finally in the early 80s, it was approved for pre-employment, random, reasonable suspicion testing.
So in the early 80s, then, this was actually approved. Now, was that happening in the early 80s for, like, government, municipalities, and larger government?
Well, you know, one of the biggest entities at the time was the railroad union, and they really had to get past the requirements and protections of employees regarding that union. That union is a particular following of what how other unions are going to work and how employers treat prospective employees. So once they got past that, then the some of the unions began to allow the testing, and then a whole new industry cropped up for drug testing.
Gotcha. Wow. I didn't know that, you all. I don't know if you did, but that's a new piece of knowledge for me today. So let me ask you then, what, besides that, what is the benefit beyond the obvious to an employer to conduct pre-employment drug screening?
Well, it improves their candidates who come in to want to work for their company. For one thing, they believe that there will be less absenteeism, less accidents on the job, less pilferage in work. Sometimes where drug users were actually conduct their drug trade business at the workplace. And so it was a protection for employers and for the non-user employees as well. And then there are a number of states, a majority of states, not all, but a number of states do give employers a 5 to 10% discount on their workers' compensation insurance if they drug test.
Wow. Okay. So then there's more than just the obvious benefit. Then this also does help in the bottom line of certain companies then.
Yes, it does. In many cases, depending on the type of industry that we're talking about, it can actually, the savings that they have in regards to less injuries, less theft, less absenteeism, it actually pays for the program.
Okay, interesting. Now, let me ask you, and this again, for you all who think, well, Ms. Cleo, some of these questions are pretty obvious. What's wrong with you? I don't know that they're as obvious as we perceive them to be. What type of drugs do employers test for typically?
Well, the typical drugs are any opiates, and that would be heroin, morphine, cocaine, that would involve crack and other street drugs, amphetamines, methamphetamines, they're like uppers and speed, marijuana, THC, and psilocybin, which is like angel dust, PCP. That is the standard, and that is what all truck drivers are tested for. A recent drug, ecstasy, has been added to that dynamic for truck drivers. And then the employers can add any other drugs that they choose to test, like Xanax or methadone or other barbiturates. They can choose what drugs to test.
Now, I would assume with the addition of these other drugs that you've just listed, you know, they pay a little bit more as an employer. Do you pay more for that kind of extensive test, or you said that's standard?
They do pay more. The more drugs that you test, the more that it costs. But again, it depends on how many employees you have, how much hiring you do, and the more volume that you have regarding testing, then the better pricing by the labs.
Gotcha. So, you know, you're talking about truck drivers. Now, that's the Department of Transportation. Are they're very stringent then with what they have to test for if you
That's a separate program. That's a federal program because it falls under the Department of Transportation, like you said.
Gotcha. Okay.
So not only must they pass a drug test, but they also must pass a physical before they even begin driving a truck.
Ah, okay.
And
well,
then,
that's another conversation. We'll bring you back for that one because I think there's some people out there that might be interested. Let me ask you something just out of curiosity and you know, answer how you will. What happens when a drug test comes back positive, let's say, for example?
Well, the first thing that happens, it has to be certified. some companies will do an instant test, and an instant test really isn't a certified result. And so then, you know, it's like a swab test.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer not to use swab tests because the errors are larger, false positives, false negatives. And a regular urine test, when it goes to a laboratory like Laboratory Corporation or Quest Diagnostics, then that test, that result from that sampling, is sent to a medical review officer who certifies it. And if it comes back a positive, then they're not just going to issue a positive drug test to the employer. They want to interview the donor who gave the sample to make sure that they're not on a legal prescribed drug. If they have a legal prescription and the dose, the amount that was in their system, is consistent with the dosage on the prescription, then they'll actually will deem it a negative result.
Now, let me just ask you, and I apologize, guys. You know, it's a lovely day here in Florida, so I have the doors open, so I apologize for the helicopter or airplane interference. Well, let me ask you this, though. Now, what happens? We're talking about a prescription. What if you have a prescription for medical marijuana versus a prescription for some kind of painkiller, an opiate painkiller? What's the difference, Luann?
This is the funny thing that's happening right now. As far as medical marijuana, it is still in the same category federally as it always has been, and that is an illegal drug. So
mm-hmm.
even though you might be in a state where medical marijuana is allowed and it is accepted and the feds are going to kind of turn a blind eye to it, at least in some cases, but if you test positive for medical marijuana and you have a prescription, then it's still considered a positive test result for an illicit drug. If you test positive for something like morphine or methadone or some kind of amphetamine, but you have a legal prescription, then they will deem it a negative because it's on their list of accepted drugs.
No,
so
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it gets a little bit confusing. We're a little bit behind on the marijuana laws, we should be so behind because a lot of these laws and a lot of these states were actually passed in the 90s. So the feds are very, very slow to accept this as a bona fide drug that can help people.
I just want to reiterate that in case any of you out there within the sound of our voices are listening. I can have a prescription for medical marijuana. If I test positive for that, I produce my prescription, they still can deny me employment. However, if I have a prescription for something like Percodan and I can show the prescription, then they'll hire me.
That's true. That is true.
I don't even know what to do with that. I'm sitting here with my mouth gobbed. You know, I'm gobsmacked and my mouth is hanging open, and I don't want there to be any dead air.
Well, let me tell you what's fundamentally wrong with that. And that is, let's say an employer says, you know what, I don't care about medical marijuana. I'm glad that they have something that's going to help their condition. I don't care about that. I'm going to hire this person anyway. And so then what happens, though, if that person is injured on the job, workers' compensation insurance is not going to cover the medical bills for that injured employee because medical marijuana is not accepted in the federal courts.
Wow.
So it's a liability for the corporation, and it's a risk for the employee.
That's a rock hard place meet in between, you know. Since we're talking about employers and the medical marijuana, et cetera, let's say that somebody is intelligent enough to know that it's still legal on a federal level. They have a prescription, they don't bother to take it. Let's say perhaps now those of you, and this is a question that maybe Luann may not be comfortable in answering, but I'm going to put it out there. There are many products on the market, and those of you within the sound of my voice know this, that claim that they can cleanse your system, all right? I'm not asking you to endorse or not endorse, but do those types of products show up in a blood test or a drug test or a drug screen?
Well, the item that they may be ingesting to cleanse their system, that doesn't actually show up. But what happens in a lot of cases is that they won't get any results. it was called a dilute negative, which means you have to ingest a lot of liquid in order for this stuff that to take, you know, to clear out their system. But they have to drink a lot of water, and so they don't get a result at all. And so in those cases, they really can't deny employment, even though it's very suspicious that what they did was cleanse their system. But then it also puts them in the same category of a person that just drinks a lot of water, I mean all day, water all day, and they could actually have a dilute negative too. So because it's such a gray area, they really can't deny employment unless in their policy it says that you have to get a drug test that says that, you know, it's not a dilute, it's a clean negative. Unless it's that, you will be hired. But they have to specifically say in the policy. So I would suggest to employers that if you are concerned about hiring someone that has a dilute negative, to put in your policy that says that we won't hire anyone with a dilute negative. It has to be a clean negative. It can't be a dilute.
Wow. So okay. Well, I hope those employers, those HR people that are listening to the show, that you take that to heart. We are going to take a quick pause for the cause, and we will be right back in 1 minute. And we're going to go ahead and talk to Luann about what to do and how it changes things now that Colorado and Washington State have deemed it legal to utilize recreational marijuana. We'll be right back. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. All right, my dears, we are back. I did want to add that Drug Free Compliance, Inc. has been in business since 1994. And so this is definitely a company that has watched the evolution of the changes and the laws, etc. And so I'm going to jump right back in, Luann, and say certainly with the passage of the laws in Washington State and Colorado regarding the use of recreational marijuana, how is this going to impact hiring in those states specifically?
Well, the employees are going to have the same issues that they've always had with someone who tests positive for marijuana. That won't change. They will still have the right to deny employment, and they'll still have the right to terminate employment based upon a positive drug test for marijuana. So it really hasn't changed that. But what's happened is that anybody who is test positive for alcohol or is caught drinking or has a positive for alcohol in the workplace, they would have the same rights. So they're kind of looking at the recreational marijuana as use of alcohol.
Oh, well, that's interesting, because I know in Washington State, that's even how they treat it legally. So are employers testing for tobacco and alcohol, which are very legal, but are they testing for those items?
Well, alcohol isn't tested as much as drugs are, which is interesting, because that certainly is an issue. But there are some companies, especially companies that deal with health products, they are testing for tobacco as well.
Wow.
And that is done through the urine, too, by the way, the tobacco test. And so a lot of companies will go ahead and hire someone that tests the negative for any drugs or positive for nicotine. They will give them an option of signing up for a smoking cessation class or program in order to quit, because they really want non-smokers working with them. And smokers has caused a tremendous expense to corporations regarding absenteeism.
Yeah, I bet. And then, of course, the medical benefits, which, you know, those may be disappearing for many companies, but I certainly would imagine that the medical insurance has become extremely expensive
Yes, and I would imagine, too, that the health insurance and life insurance benefits that they offer to their employees is a much lower rate if they have only non-smoking employees.
Oh, I would. You're probably right. I didn't even look at it that way. Now, what I do want to reemphasize is that Luann deals with Fortune 500 companies and their drug screening or their drug policy in their employee manuals. And so if for any of the employers or HR managers that may be listening to the show, I thought this would be an interesting question, Luann, and I'm hoping that you can speak a little bit to it. If there is an employer listening today and they suspect an employee of being under the influence or utilizing drugs on some kind of continuum, how do they proceed without causing any kind of legal flack coming back at them?
Well, they, are you talking about reasonable suspicion now if they suspect that someone
You know, and that's probably a better way to put it, reasonable suspicion. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that is a term that's used in the industry.
Okay.
And so what happened is the best scenario to happen is that there are at least two managers that have served or have received complaints or comments made by other employees, or have observed unusual behavior by an employee, a change in work habits, a change in absenteeism, a change in the quality of work. And so once these notes are made, it's really important to document these observations or comments that are made to you, then note those and put them in a file, and then you really have to call this person in, and then you have to escort them to the collection site so they don't have an opportunity to try to cleanse or do anything else before they arrive to the collection site. So they have every right to do that, but they do have to follow procedures because, you know, whenever you pull an employee out, single an employee out for something like that, you better make sure that you have your documentation in place.
All right, I hear you, because otherwise then you will have the possibility of a legal action on your hands as the employer, correct?
You can be sure, yes.
All right. Now, let me ask you again, and this is probably a legal question, and I just think people are interested because for so long I didn't understand how all of this worked. Can there be any legal action brought against an employer if there is a dismissal or termination that the employee disagrees with? They have every right, then, you're saying to me, to sue that employer?
Well, the first thing that they have a right to is they have a right to challenge the result. If
they
get a positive result, they can challenge that. They don't have to accept it on its face. They don't have to say, well, they said you're positive, and you're saying that's impossible. So what happens is that when there's a collection done, half of the specimen is frozen for a minimum of 90 days at the laboratory. And so if they want to challenge it, a lot of employees think, well, then I want to give a new sample. By then I should have a good one, and then they can hire me back. Well, but that's not the way that it works. The way that it works is that they will pull that frozen half sample that the lab has, and they'll retest it, and just to confirm. But whenever there's a positive test, it's already confirmed three times at the lab to make sure that that's what it is and not a poppy seed bagel, for example. But
does that really happen? I have to stop you. Poppy seed bagel, does that really happen, Luann? I mean,
Yes, it does.
You are shitting me. I thought that was just something kind of people kind of threw in there. But so if you eat a poppy seed bagel in the morning time and you go get drug screened or you get a drug test, it's going to come back positive for marijuana?
It will come positive at the lab, but the lab is now so sophisticated now in how they can pinpoint. They break everything down by molecule now. So what they will do is that they can now retest it and break it down and break it down and see if it's environmental, like a cough syrup, poppy seeds, anything like that. They can break it down to determine whether it's just that or is it actually an illicit drug that they ingested.
Wow. Modern science, my dears. Look at where the technology has taken us. All right. Now, I just want to make sure that I understand. So if anyone is listening from Washington State or Colorado and they engage in a recreational marijuana, no judgment here, folks. we're just going to let that laugh go by. And I go for a job, and it's for a private sector company. Because of my personal activities, more than likely, I will not be hired for that job because of the fact that federal law says that this is still an illicit drug, right?
Yes, you are correct about that. There
I just
are
wanted
19,
people to be real clear.
They have medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm,
okay, two
mm-hmm.
of those states have now recreational marijuana, and that's Washington
right.
and Colorado. But they'll
now,
still treat it just as they always have.
Let me ask you something. You were sharing before we went on the air an interesting statistic, and I didn't even know. What Alaska, of all places, talk to me about Alaska. What are their laws?
yeah, they passed by 58% of the population voted to allow medical marijuana in 1998.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
and not only can you have at least an ounce for medical purposes, but you can also have six plants.
Oh,
so
we live in the wrong
yourself.
Place.
yeah, I know.
But I guess if you live in a frozen tundra, they can't besmirch you. Because, you know, most of us think Alaska, we think about Sarah Palin. That's her name, right? I can't remember the last part. Palin. And so, you know, it's a little bit weird when you think how advanced and how progressive that is for quite some time. And so it seems like even Colorado and Washington State have dragged their foot a little bit. But
Alaska doesn't have a large population, okay? So when there's a state with a large population, like California, for example,
mm-hmm.
the feds, for this last election, for example, California wanted to vote in recreational marijuana, but it was shot down because the feds came in and said, we're going to pursue federally people starting up these shops, and if the recreation is passed where you can go into a bar, for example, and be able to buy a joint, you know, that the feds said, we're not going to let that happen. We don't care what you people of California say.
Right.
So
right.
as a result of that, it was voted down.
Right. Now, yeah. I also want to be very clear with folks before we let you go. We've taken up so much of Luann's time this afternoon, and I so appreciate her. But now there are now businesses starting to spring forward that are infusing oils and baked goods, et cetera, et cetera. Those will read the same way in a drug screening test, right?
Yes, they will, yes.
Okay, very good. I just wanted people to not say, oh, well, I ate it, and then I took a dump in the morning, I should be good. No. Well, you know, but let me tell you something. People will create whatever stories they do in their minds, and then they'll be mad at me and talk about, Miss Cleo, you didn't say, you know, and you didn't ask Luann, and she didn't answer. So
and may
I
add something
sure.
to that?
Yes, please, I would love to.
Okay. Marijuana in the average person stays in the system for about 30 days if you're a regular user. Okay, but if you are a person that has a little bit extra weight on you, has a little bit more fat cells, and you have a little bit more fat in your body, it can actually stay in your system for 90 days, as long as 90 days.
Wow.
So if
okay.
you think you're going to go for an interview and get a drug test and you've been off it for 30 days, depending on your body type, you still could test positive.
So that means that I would need to probably stay.
I don't know.
I wait about 60 days because I'm not no skinny mini, as a mina maga, but I do have a few curves in a few places. That's a great piece of info. Lou, before we let you go and begin your delicious weekend, is there anything else you would like to share with us today before we say goodbye?
No, I would just like to, you know, when companies drug test, they don't do it to say, I'm going to catch people doing drugs. I want to stop this whole process of people using it. That is not the motivation. The motivation is their bottom line, and that's it. And it helps their bottom line to drug test people. So I don't want you to think it's corporation after the little guy. It's just now part of the dynamics of corporate hiring right now.
Wow, I appreciate that. Luann, as always, thank you. We will have you back intermittently as things change because you certainly know your stuff, and I want you to have a really wonderful weekend, all right now?
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, darling. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. Dog Pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from Grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog Pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Coco tested and approved. Coco is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Coco and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. All right, once again, I'd like for you all to join me in thanking Luann Laban, CEO and President of Drug Free Compliance, Inc., expert in corporate pre-employment drug screening and drug testing for Fortune 500 companies, in business since 1994. Certainly do appreciate Luann's time today. I certainly hope that you all learned with me some of the things that I didn't know. Now, as we move on, we are going to talk about some of my favorite places to eat. We have a lot of snowbirds in town, a lot of folks that have chosen our wonderful little area to spend some warmer time, a little vacation time, a little relaxing time. So I would like to recommend three of my favorite restaurants in the area where, you know, and a little bit of something for everybody, right? So the first one off the top is La Bonne Bouche. It is a beautiful, sweet, delicious, fabulous French bistro located at 516 Lucerne, Lake Worth. Now, I do want to add that La Bonne Bouche is a little bit above moderate in its pricing. So I'm going to say $3 to $3.50 dollar signs. You can easily eat dinner for two. A couple of glasses of wine and dessert can easily run you about a C note. And the tip is included, so you don't ever have to worry about that. And the service is delicious. The owner proprietor, Eric, is a phenomenal chef. He is the real deal, my dears. So I give them five hugs up from Miss Cleo. If you want to call and make reservations, and I do recommend that for groups larger than five, it is indeed a bistro. They have some beautiful courtyard garden seating with a lovely fountain and a beautiful, almost like a ceiling of bougainvillea outside. It's really quite wonderful. But inside as well, they have tables and some open booths and then even a lovely bar there as well. They have a wonderful wine list. The Côte d'Aron is delicious, and if you like a dessert wine, ask Eric about the Sauternes Fleur d'Or. You will not be disappointed. The cuisine is sublime. I had an ossobuco there that I'm still talking about. The desserts are decadent and handmade, and if you really want to take it to that pinnacle, go ahead and order a few of his handmade chocolate truffles. My goodness, you can already hear. I'm salivating. And even, you know, and you can go there for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In the morning time, they have some of the most beautiful baked goods, homemade brioche, almond croissant, a chocolate croissant, and a pain au raisin, which is like not like a cinnamon roll, because it's not about cinnamon. It's bread with raisins, and so a pain au raisin, which is a raisin bread. But trust me, it's not anything like you're thinking about Pepper Charm. Go in, try it. Their number is 561-533-0840. Again, located at 516 Lucerne in lovely downtown Lake Worth. Now, the next restaurant is all about Italian fare. And my nickname for this restaurant is Risotto Heaven, but their formal name is Coco Pazzo. And you can visit them at www.cocopazzo.com. That is C-O-U-C-O, P as in Paul, A-Z-Z-O.com. They have a very extensive wine list and a full bar in the restaurant. They are located at 915 and 917 Lake Avenue in lovely downtown Lake Worth, just one block west of Dixie Highway. Their number is 561-585-0320. They are open Monday through Sunday during season from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Reservations are recommended, especially during season. Very, very popular place, so make sure that you get that reservation in. They do take walk-ins, though, and there are many people who will sit at the bar and have their full meal there. If you go anytime soon, please ask for Jim as your server. All of the servers there are brilliant, but Jim is a friend of mine. Tell him Cleo sent you. Like I said, the risotto is out of this world. And the fettuccine bolognese, brilliant. And they do a portobello mushroom soup that will have you singing. You'll be humming. It just tastes so wonderful. Sometimes we just go for the soup and the fresh bread that has the rustic garlic in it and the olive oil. Let me tell you something. You can sit there and just, and when you leave, your belly full, you know. When you leave, your belly is full. So if you don't have an appetite on this particular night, then don't go. Certainly they will let you take home a human box or a human bag. But the food, sublime. So I recommend that highly. Again, you can move through the menu. You can get something a very moderate price, and you can also raise that price to moderate and above moderate. So I'm going to give them $3 signs. And as a restaurant, I also give them 5 hugs up from Miss Cleo. And last but not least, one of my favorite spots, if you like Indian cuisine, and I mean real Indian cuisine and herbal cuisine, please check out the weekend brunch at Indus Cuisine and Herbal Cuisine, located at 1649 Forum Place in West Palm Beach. Their number is 561-249-0123. Saturday and Sundays, their brunch begins at 11 a.m. and ends at 3 p.m. And for $15.99, you can fill your belly till you can't fill it no more. And you can have refillable champagne, wine, beer, selected beers, and selected exotic juices. And I'm using their term. If you are a martini lover, then I will recommend highly that you try the chai martini. Even if you don't like chai tea, which I don't, the martini was music on my palate. So by all means, it is a beautiful dining room, delicious ambiance. If you happen to go in the evening time, often they will have a music, an actual sitar player, thumb drum player, amazing vibration throughout the whole place, knowledgeable servers, you understand? And there is also a full bar in the restaurant. They also do private events, banquets, etc., etc. You can visit them at www.indusdine, that's I-N-D as in David, USDINE.com. So why not get out there and let your palate do a little bit of dancing around our great area? And really, don't go in there and ask for American Spicy and tell them that Cleo sent you, because you'll embarrass me, you know. However, be very accurate when you are asking for your spice level. And why, the reason I say that is because often you'll ask for spicy, and if you really do want spicy, you really do need to emphasize, because they will defer to the cooler taste or to the lighter taste. Now, what I have found about Indus, and the reason I'm prattling on a bit more, is my partner is more vegetarian than she is anything. And when you go to Indus, the availability of items on a menu that will make you sing is unbelievable. The menu is huge. I love their tiki masala. I love, there is a doma, I think. It's this large, oh my goodness, it's a combination between a crepe and a burrito with these wonderful fillings, and a very great price, yummy price. And what I will tell you about Indus is that you can go on a date with someone, and if you all don't drink a lot of liquor, you can come out of there with seconds to take home in your human bag for about $35, $37. Quite honestly, that does not include tip. So I think nowadays, in this given environment where you can go in somewhere, comfortable seating, great ambiance, and just have the complete experience. And trust me, you'll go. It's a little bit off the beaten track, but you will return time and time and time again, just like my partner and I did. All right. I'm done talking about food. I am just about done with today's show. I want to, again, extend a warm thank you to each and every one of you who are new to the show and tuning in and sharing it with your friends, and to all of my diehards who are hanging in here with me after the move from Podbean to Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate you. The numbers are looking very, very good. I also want to remind you that you can go back and request any of the shows on demand easily enough, and to make sure that we bring over some of the older shows from Podbean that people were still very, very interested in. We will be doing that from time to time, possibly on the Tuesday and Thursday that we are not live, so that people can enjoy the information and the entertainment of those shows as well. All right, my dears, I bid you all a most delicious first weekend in February of 2013. We have a lot of things going on this month here locally and abroad. And, of course, there is that holiday, or I guess celebration day, I'm not sure what to call it, known as Valentine's Day, and we'll definitely have to do a show or two around that. For some of you, to help you out, for others of you who say, bah humbug, we're not into Valentine's Day, we're going to try and make sure we meet everybody's needs. Until that time, I thank you always. And remember, 50% of the people aren't going to like you. So we're going to spend all our time, all our energy, and all our love on the 50% that do. Peace.
Tandani, 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 Tandani. Was I mean my